This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Puerto Rico is days away from defaulting on more than $400 million in debt, and the implications could be far-reaching. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been covering this story from Puerto Rico and beyond.
Puerto Rico's been talking about not being able to pay its debt for about a year, but this one's a little different because it would be defaulting on some bonds that are guaranteed by the territory's constitution. Ted Hampton is lead Puerto Rico analyst at Moody's Ratings Agency.
You know, the money is not in the bank, and it's come down to a choice between paying bondholders and keeping the government running.
The government's still running, officially. But Edwin Melendez, director of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College in New York, says everyday Puerto Ricans are already suffering.
The math is very simple. You have declining revenues, you have a fixed debt obligation, and so the only thing to do is to cut services.
And the government's already done that. It's closed more than 150 schools and limited hospital services.
We have to find a balance in terms of the impact of what's going on. But the point is, everybody's losing here.
Puerto Rico owes payments of $2 billion more on the 1st of July. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.